it would be in your seat now, and that would be the good thing. Okay, we're gonna continue on. Just one quick note. We have cards to sign. It's one of the great privileges at convention to sit down and do the labor of love, sign cards for your brethren going through their trials and experiences. So please do that. It's something that any of us can do, and it's just a matter of taking the time to do it. Okay, we're going to continue on with our symposium, 1916 to 2007, Fulfillment of Prophecy. And we're pleased to have Brother Freeman with us, Brother Freeman Thompson with us, to continue our study and our looking into the subject.
Good morning, brethren. It is morning, yes. Well, we're certainly thankful and happy to be here this morning in your midst, and Brother Joe has already laid the foundation. So what we're going to do here, and we thought about this early on when the friend from Seattle here sent this out, and not to be too concerned about repetition, and this we were told this. But I'm going to try to approach it now from a different situation. I even have some clippings here that I would like to share with you. Things that happened here in the last month, the last 2 months, in 2007. But Brother Joe has set the tone, and even the friends here in North Seattle had certain scriptures they would like to be address that. One of them was Matthew 24:22. And Brother Joe touched on that a few moments ago. And unless those days be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Brother Russell, in reprint 53:28. The kind of trouble the Bible seems to picture could hardly last more than a year for any to be left. Well, here we are much, much later. But Brother Russell, at that particular point in time, and we can understand that, he thought that would... And he says, shall be shortened, but be cut short. The work of destruction will be a short work. Well, brethren, as Brother Joe expressed it a moment ago, the earth, wind, and fire. And we're going to address that things that are occurring at this particular point in time, as I stated a moment ago, that I cut out. I have something here that I had this. I don't know. I still had it from a long time ago. And that was Brother Leon Millen writing to the Bible Student newsletter here a while back. I mean back in 1994. And he was addressing the earthquake down in, I believe it was Northridge, if I'm not mistaken, California. But here again, we're looking at things that are occurring at this particular point in time. Another article here in 5761, but Brother Russell here in Amos 9:13. The reaper is the Lord, he was addressing his comments, and the plowman is the great time of trouble. And this time of trouble will overtake the reaping work and bring it to a close. Well, brethren, that hasn't closed yet. But the time of trouble will go on, the plowman will keep on plowing after all our efforts have ended in respect to the reaping. That was written in September of 1915. Well, in Matthew 24, and our Lord stated that there would be wars, rumors of wars, many false teachers would come and would mislead many. And this is one of the scriptures that the brethren here wanted addressed, that Matthew 24:29. Let's look at that also. And we're going to be a little bit repetitious, but that's understandable. 24:29. But immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Brethren, we're looking at today, and I'm going to pull up some of this in a moment here, but do we see today the what is occurring in these religious institutions as a result of them denying the Creator? Do we see what has transpired as a result of this? Well, in Isaiah 29, beginning at verse 14. Well, let's begin up a little farther there. Let's begin at verse 10. 29 and beginning at verse 10. For the Lord has poured over you a spirit of deep sleep. He has shut your eyes, the prophets, and he has covered your heads, the seers. And the entire vision shall be to you like the words of a sealed book, which when they give it to the one who is literate, saying, please read this, he will say, I cannot, for it is sealed. Then the book will be given to one who is illiterate, saying, please read this, and he will say, I cannot read. Then the Lord said, because this people draw near me with their lips, with their words, and honor me with their lip service, but they remove their hearts far from me, and their reverence for me consists of tradition learned by rote. Therefore, behold, I will once again deal marvelously with this people, wondrously marvelous, and the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the discernment of their discerning men shall be concealed. Do we see that today in the religious institution? Does not darkness cover the earth today still, in Isaiah 62, and gross darkness the people? And this, for this reason, God has given them over to believe a lie. The theory of evolution, denying the first cause. And we know in Psalms 14 and 1, one of the scriptures they refer to, I can't quote that, but let me see. 14:1. Only a fool will say in his heart, there is no God. So what has happened as a result of that? Evolution, Darwinism, communism, all of the different isms is what we're looking at today. And it's simply for the simple reason they deny the first cause. But anyway, in that particular scripture, and we'll come back. In that Matthew 24, and from, I took some information from Atlas, 20th Century Atlas, the casualty statistics and the biggest battles and massacres. And we'll just quote some of this. We won't go through the whole thing. It's too long. World War II. 8th of September of 1941 to the 27th of January in 1944, 850,000 were killed in Leningrad. This is since 1916. In Stalingrad, in World War II, September 1942, to the 31st of January, 1943, 750,000 were killed. They're not taking the missing in action, even the civilian population here, but referring specifically to those who were in the war. I'm going to skip over a lot of this. In Moscow, World War II, September 1941 to January 1942. 719,000 were killed. And Brother Joe brought this out. He brought in the total that were killed during the in the World War. In Kiev, in World War II, 7th of July 26 to 7th September of 1941, 678,000 were killed. Let's move along because of our time. In World War One, and 1st of July 1918 to November 1960, First of July to 18th of November in 1916 in the World War One, 306,000 were killed. Brother Joe has already set the tone, so I'm just giving you a little bit of more that has transpired and go more into the specifics. In Verdun, World War I, 21st of February to the 16th of December in 1916, 305,000 were killed. This is out of the World Atlas. Wars and rumors of wars. And this was foretold by our Lord. I had something here. I should have put it together, but I wasn't going to use it. But then after Brother Joe had said rumors of wars, I had a couple of clippings here I just cut out of the paper. Iran chief rattled saber at America. That was on February the 9th in our paper at home. January the 23rd of this year, 2007, Iran girds for rumored U.S. hit, rumors of wars. I'm just using some of these, tying that in with the scriptures that have already been foretold. But anyway, brethren, I'm going to pass this up. It's quite a bit. Anybody want to look at it, they're welcome. Scriptures. We look at James 5:3. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Harvest message predictions that are being fulfilled since 1914. Capitalism. The 20th century is the wealthiest on record, surpassing all other centuries combined. Giant corporations are bigger than many nations. James 5:3, this was prophesied. Zephaniah 3:8. Our Lord, here the writer tells us, therefore wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey, for my determination is to gather the nations that I may assemble the kingdoms. Internationalism. The nations have come together as the result of technology, commerce, and transportation. The 20th century has seen unprecedented coalitions of nations, United Nations, the League of Nations, economic coalitions, etc. In Luke 21:29, behold the fig tree and all the trees, the increase of nations, that is. The wreck of empires created more than 100 new nations. 51 nations joined the UN after World War II. And at this particular point in time, more than 190 nations exist today. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. Joel 3:10. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Is that not Is that not occurring today? We have just south of us here in South America, the dictator, someone help me here. Chavez. The weak are saying they're strong. What about Vietnam back there then? What about Afghanistan? Iran? Are they saying they're strong? Aren't they holding us hostage in a sense? Jeremiah 6:14. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Peace movements. Do we see those today? I passed here a moment when we came in this morning, Sister Jean and Sister Opal and my wife and I saw the friends on the corner here, a little back on Bothell Way, I believe it was, with their signs, support the troops. And they have all different signs down here on Bothell Way this morning that we looked at. Leviticus 29:15, and our dear brother referred to the seventh trumpet blowing at this time. Proclaim liberty throughout the land. Proclaim liberty throughout the land. Well, the seventh trumpet is blowing. Do we see the different organizations today, the NAACP, the Women's Liberation Movement, and Brother Joe addressed that a moment ago?
Had an article here on, well, I said I had is correct. I did state it correctly. But anyway, we see today we have a minority, whatever his name is,
Barack Obama.
A minority running for president. The trumpet is blowing. You have Hillary Clinton. Brother Joe addressed this. He addressed the situation with the part of the problem is today with the jobs. But brethren, all I'm doing here is filling in some of the pieces here, as Brother Joe has already set the foundation, he set the tone. But these things are occurring, brethren. We are looking at them. These are scriptures that are being fulfilled now. Well, we know there are things that are going to occur in the future. We know that darkness again covers the earth today. That's now. But we know eventually in the future, they're going to all know him from the least unto the greatest. That hasn't happened yet. Again, we have future predictions that are still pending fulfillment. But we know since 1948, Israel is back as a nation. He addressed that in Jeremiah 16:16. We talked about some of that yesterday, that the 1878, all of these things leading up to 1948. But do we see people demanding their real and fancied rights today? Well, why do we think these things are occurring? The trumpet is blowing. The trumpet of liberty. The women's movement. The minorities. They're all demanding their rights. And this is going to continue until, well, we see the curse being removed. I left my notes again. I do this quite frequently. I get in trouble. But Do we not see all of these things occurring right in front of us today? The world, they're not aware of it. But blessed are your eyes. You see these things that are occurring. That tells us exactly where, what time it is. Is it not the third day after the cross? Aren't we early in the morning of the third day? I think we are, brother. I know we are. Some scripture that I thought I'd bring that in anyway. We see, do we, and I know we walk by faith. That's what we walk by today. But we actually literally seeing what is actually occurring based upon what has been prophesied. But here again, the world is still in darkness. And it's because they don't accept. And the theory of evolution and all of these things, I had a piece here. I should have taped them together. But evolution, I just kind of hit some of them. Here again, I have a piece of paper in my hand that's there debating. And this was on the February the 7th. Bones of contention, planned display is fueling evolution. I'm just giving you something that's in the paper, current events. Neanderthal human debate grows. No, this is something I cut out in the last month. Cleric hits Darwinism censorship. All of these things are going on, and this is mine. I'm focusing right now in 2007. This is not 1914. 2007. Brother Russell, in his day, saw that communism and socialism would be tried on a large scale. The failure of socialism would lead to anarchy. Absence of government. I don't recall the date, but right here in Seattle here, what, 2, 3, 4 years ago? I don't recall the date. But I was in, whatever date it is, I was down in Los Angeles, California, and I left that morning heading up to the Bay Area, and whenever the Watts riots occurred. I was just caught a little glimpse of it that evening, and as we rode up to the Bay Area, it got worse. And you remember that. That just happened recently. Again, the earthquake down in Northridge, and Brother Leon Millen and Sister Barbara were addressing this. Brother Albert and Sister Anastasia have their comments in this book back in 1994. A literal earthquake down in Northridge, California. Brethren, this is something that we're looking at that has just occurred. Brother Russell saw labor unions. Well, let's go back to communism. Communism, Russia, Eastern Europe, China, Cuba, and other United Nations attempted communism. By centuries end, this form of government, as we notice, they've clearly failed. Brother Russell saw labor unions would be helpful only temporarily for improving the workers' lives. The unions, the rise slash decline. Labor unions have elected leaders and controlled governments, but have lost influence among their members. I think we've been talking about Walmart here for the last couple of days. I've been listening to my dear brother over there. I am not familiar with it, but a lot of people do not like Walmart. But they're very efficient in what they do. No one has forced them to work there. But the unions are not in agreement with that. Brother Russell expected economic competition to increase greatly among the nations and become a cause for war. He saw that the Asian nations would become tremendous competitors for the Western nations. Business would abandon costly labor markets and move to inexpensive ones. Well, global economics. Among the causes of World War I and World War II was economic competition. The global economy is the issue which is driving business, trade, and education today. Japan and other Asian countries have become strong competitors for the weak Western nations. Is that happening? Or has it has started way back when? Capital flight is a reality with companies leaving higher tax and expensive labor nations and moving to less costly nations. I pick up the phone. I get so many of those calls. And the person can hardly speak English. They've moved that answering service to India or whatever the case might be. But that's the way it is today. We see, even in at home there in San Antonio, Toyota, I noticed their surge is up. But they've just opened up a plant there here in the last, well, they started here, I mean, getting it together about 2 years ago. But they're full-blown now, putting out the Tundra. And look at their sales are going up there at home in Texas, just skyrocketing. But I can look at General Motors, and it's, if I'm not mistaken, it's on a slide. But these are prophecies. These are things that we're seeing ourselves today. Brother Russell saw that the world's economic system would benefit the rich and banking classes at the expense of farmers and the working class. Currency/credit-based financial system. Currency manipulation and debt financing have advantaged the wealthy classes at the expense of the poor. I was sitting at the table last evening, and Brother Fred was making the point with Brother Kirkham how he at one time when he was 5 years old, and I can relate, not that he has a little bit ahead of, he's a little bit ahead of me there, but he was just saying it for 8 miles for him to travel. He had two ox, no car, that pulled a cart, and it took you how many hours, brother? 2.5 hours. What a difference a day makes. And he was saying just a year later, you were at the farm tractor, and I passed by, even in my time, I'm just a little behind him. But even today, the younger people I'm looking at on that back row back there cannot relate. They came up in this electrical, indoor plumbing, and all of these things. The curse is being removed. But here, the brother was telling me, and I can relate to some of the things that he said, that we had no indoor plumbing. We walked everywhere we went. We had no television. But the curse has been removed. I have I have more than a couple. We've got a lot of engineer types here on the computer. How long does it take to send something across the world today? That's what I know. Just punch send. But, brother, this is what we're looking at. And I stayed in this area because, like I said, Brother Joe laid the foundation, and I'm just dealing with some of the specifics. Let's look at chapter 1 of Romans. And I'm bouncing around, I know, which that's what I usually do. Hopefully you don't have a problem with it. chapter 1 of Romans. And all I'm asking you, are these scriptures being fulfilled today? I'll start at 18 to put it in context. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which is known about God is evident within them. For God made it evident to them. I'm reading from the NAS. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations and their foolish heart was darkened. I think Brother Harry addressed this scripture yesterday. Yes, yesterday. In verse 22, professing to be wise, they became fools. And exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore, God gave them over in the lust of their hearts to impurity, that their bodies might be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worship and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Verse 26. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. Do we see that today? I'll have some of that here, but we won't go into it in the headlines. It's just right here that I just cut out. And in the same way, also men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own person the due penalty of their error. Is that occurring on a much grander scale today as it Sodom and Gomorrah? We know what happened back there then, but it's on a much wider. The religious institutions, since our Lord has returned, that which has been done in the dark is now being made manifest, is it not? Do we see, like I said, I have other clippings there. Do we see, I was just reading, San Diego having to close one of their institutions down there because of the suits. And we see that all over the place. Because of the perversion that's going on in those religious institutions. That's a common occurrence every day on your news. Brethren, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. But we know this is not going to continue. They're already under, the world of mankind is already under condemnation. You don't have to condemn them again. But we know eventually they too are going to all know him, from the least unto the greatest. We should be very merciful in this regard, because we know to them it has not been given to understand. I read a moment ago in Isaiah 29, You give it to one who is learned. He tells you the book is sealed. I'm paraphrasing. I can't get it. One who is unlearned, he can't read. But brethren, this should tell you and I something. The only way that we can get the deep things of God and understand what's going on and occurring today is that we make that full consecration. Not until then, and we should, the world, even in, someone quoted the scripture yesterday in John 14, verse 15, I believe that was Brother Harry again, or Brother, might have been, I think it was Brother Harry, I'm not sure. Might have been Brother Dan. But 14:15 tells us, if, conditional, if you love me, you'll do what? Keep or obey my commandments. Thank you, brother. And if we obey and keep his commandment, what would he do for us in verse 16? I'll give you another comforter. The comforter in verse 26, I believe it is, of that same scripture, and it's also in verse 23, if I'm not mistaken. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Now notice in verse 17, 14, 17, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot, I repeat, cannot receive. Well, we know they're not condemned, brethren, for they're already in the condemnation. But here again, in the future, they're going to be brought up because God's desire is what? That how many? Okay, what part of all is it we don't understand? God desires all men to be saved and brought into an accurate knowledge of the truth. Look at the sequence. Awaken, and then he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and they're going to all know him from the least until the greatest. So this is still future. This hasn't been full. This is scripture pending fulfillment. Brethren, again, these are the worst and the best of times. But you and I see these things occurring. And as we stated yesterday, and we didn't bring the scripture in, but in Hebrews 6:18, it is impossible for God to lie. 1 Kings 8:56 tells us, of all the good promises that God made to Israel, how many failed? None. What makes us think that something's going to fail in the future? No, brethren. Not one word, Isaiah 55:11, not one word shall return unto him void, but shall accomplish that whereto it was sent. So this pending prophecy is going to be fulfilled. God is love. He's a merciful God. But you see that. But the world of mankind can't receive that at this particular point in time, but they are going to be able to understand. They still die today because of who? Adam. But in 31 Jeremiah, I believe it's verse 30, it tells us, they won't be able to say the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. They won't be able to use that excuse. But that's after they will have been enlightened. Because then they will all know him from the least to the greatest. And if they sin willfully in 10:26 of Hebrews, willfully after, now notice that word after, having an accurate knowledge of truth, then no sacrifice for sins remain. So that scripture in Jeremiah 31:30, I believe it is, tells us that every man at that particular point in time will die for his. So, brethren, to you, it has been given to know. So what a blessing that you and I, and we appreciate again, Brother Joe Lynn, the foundation, then we could kind of work in between, because I know I have my brother coming behind me here, and we're just putting in the pieces here. But brethren, it has been a joy, it has been a pleasure to be invited by these dear ones here in North Seattle. At first, it seemed, it's very frightening. From 1916 to 2007. But let's look at one more scripture before we close. Let's look at 2 Peter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning at verse 10. Second Peter, chapter 3, beginning at verse 10. But, now notice this, the day, a specific time now, of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Are the elements, those four elements, on fire today, brethren? Ecclesiastical? Political? Financial? Social? Are they on fire? Let's look right there a few miles down the road from me, at home in Houston. The Enron scandal. And financial end of it. And we could go back over and over. You have so many of those. The corruption in the governments. Look at the social order. We just addressed some of that, what is occurring. The elements are melting. Melting, you can light a candle. It doesn't go down overnight. No, this is a process. But they're on fire. Why? Because they deny the first cause. Well, brethren, I see the chairman is here, and we are thankful for this opportunity, and may the Lord overrule anything I may have said amiss.
Thank you, Brother Freeman. We appreciate filling in some of the blanks. And also getting into some of those things that are obviously future, such as the insertion of the mediator and the ancient worthies in the world's affairs, the obvious future things. So we have something that is obviously pulled forward. And we begin to have a discussion in our minds about the things that absolutely can't be pulled forward and the things that must be pulled forward. And it's an interesting frame for our discussions, and I'm sure it will follow us throughout the day here. So what is a quiet break? We're allowed to talk. And how long is a quiet break?
10 minutes.
Okay. We'll see you back here in 10 minutes, brother.
Good job. Convey the message.